Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Today we're going to talk about our Father is a giver. In the previous podcast, we talked about God, our Father. We established and understood that God is our Father. And we also talked about what it means to be a father. Today, we're going to talk about our Father is a giver. The Father that we have is a Father that gives. Our key scripture today is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Other versions say, won't he freely give us everything else? I strongly believe that if there was any hard gift for God to give, it was his son. So the Apostle Paul tells us that if he didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he give us things, other things, all things, freely? So if he was able to give Jesus, what more can God withhold from us? There's nothing else God can withhold from us. If he gave us Jesus, there's nothing he cannot fail to give us. Luke chapter 12, verse 32, the Bible tells us, so don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. God takes pleasure in giving his children. God, because God loves us, God cares for us. He is our Father. He knows that it's his responsibility to give us. So it gives them pleasure to give us. You should understand that your Father is a giver. And a common scripture from our Bible Sunday school days is John 3:16. For God so loved the world so much that he gave. He gave his one and only begotten son. God's love for us makes him to give. So don't be deceived when people tell you that no, God is loves it when you struggle. God loves it when you're not okay, or when the devil comes to tell you in your mind that, you know, God has his own special people that he wants to give. Do not accept those lies. God wants to give his children, and he has already given his children. When Christ died for us on the cross and he rose again from the dead, he unlocked, like Christ is like the key, the access to everything that God has for his children. Let me read for you from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. The Bible says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we're united in Christ. Because of what Christ did, he has unlocked, he has given us access to everything that the Father wants to give to his children, and everything that the Father has given to his children. And in the same scripture, Ephesians 1 verse 11, the Bible says, furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and he makes everything work out according to his plan. So he has given us an inheritance because of Christ Jesus. So we have access to everything the Father could ever want to give his children. All we ever need, all we ever want, it has already been given to us. Our Father is a giver. No good thing will he withhold from his children. So I want you to trust him. Our Father is a giver. He doesn't, he's not a greedy God. He's willing to give everything to his children. Everything that he had planned to give his children, he has already released it because of Christ Jesus. And our last scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. So everything that we need in this life has already been provided. Why don't you trust this God today? This God is a giver. trust Him. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are our Father and you are a giver, oh God. Thank you that everything we could ever need has already been provided to us because of Christ Jesus. Help us to trust you that you are a giver and you have given us all things. Help us not to listen to the lies of the enemy when he tells us that you don't want us to have good things. You have already given them to us because of Christ Jesus. So thank you for this word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Till we meet again in the next podcast, Chindika Mercy here. God bless you. Bye. They'll offer you a kingdom wide, but far from Him.